Stone Memorial and Upperman return to the court. White County prepares to host the Sonic Shootout, and Clark Range looks to pick up a few games after having a couple cancellations. 51 victory over McMinn County. White County is also getting set to host the Sonic Shootout, their yearly holiday tournament, this weekend in Sparta, which head coach Michael Dodgen is excited about because his team will get to see some new competition.
Well, I feel like, you know, offensively we've carried pace with what we've done all year. We've got up and down the floor. We've made good plays. And, you know, we've done a little bit job of doing a little bit better job of finishing at the rim. We're still struggling with that just a little bit. But I think defensively we've been a little bit better too and done some things defensively that have helped us along the way. And, you know, hoping that we can continue that and continue what we need to do.
One player that has stuck out recently to me, and it has been completely for just how she's run the offense, has been Addison Frazier. The assists that she's piling up, especially recently, have just jumped off the page when I've looked at the score sheets. I know as far as the offensive success this team has had, none of it's possible without having a good point guard.
Well, that's true. I mean, it always starts with the person up top. And, you know, she had a good weekend last weekend in Johnson City, and then she played really well again Monday at McMinn County. So, you know, she's handled some different things. She's handled the ball well. She's, you know, helped us out tremendously, and it's made some things a little bit easier for the people around her, and she's just got to continue to work and continue to do that every day.
I think the other thing I've noticed is that she's not turning the ball over. I think the two games last weekend against Science Hill and Volunteer, I think when I counted, it was 18 assists and only two turnovers. It's safe to say when you're taking care of the ball like that, you're going to win a lot of games.
That's correct. I mean, we're going to be able to do a lot of things when you're not turning the ball over against, you know, presses or against even in your half court when you're trying to run your sets. But, you know, she's made some good decisions. She's got to continue to make some good decisions. And, you know, she's got to continue to do the things that are going to help us whenever we get into district play and, you know, January and hopefully into February.
We've reached that time of the year, Coach, where we've got holiday tournaments usually going on, and you host one of the biggest ones in the area with the Sonic Shootout. Tell me, what's that looking like for y'all right now?
Well, it's been an absolute mess so far, honestly. You know, we've made about four or five different schedules, brackets, whatever. You know, we've had teams drop out. We've had teams add. You know, it's just, With this type of season, you know, it's kind of hit or miss and day by day. And, you know, we're going as we can go. We've still got some really nice teams coming in. We're going to play, you know, everybody's just going to play games. We're not really going to do bracket style. And, you know, we've got some good teams. We've got Clark Range coming in. We've got, you know, our program. We've got York Institute, Kingston High School. Stone Memorial's coming over to play a couple games. So, you know, we've got some good teams coming in and got some strong teams, and it's going to be a fun day.
I'm about to say it's one of those where I almost didn't want to ask who was going to be there with fear of jinxing it and having a possible cancellation again, because I can imagine that scheduling has been a nightmare. In a tournament like that, what exactly are you looking to focus on? Are you looking to just see how quickly you can prepare for some teams that you maybe don't see as often? Are you looking to see how quickly you can prepare for a team in a short amount of time? What do you look for in these kind of tournaments?
Well, you look at just playing teams that you normally don't play. You know, we're playing York, and we've not played York probably in 5 years, and I've been here 6 years. And then we're going to play Clark Range on Monday. And, you know, anytime you can play a team that's coached by Lamar Rogers that's done what he's been able to accomplish in high school girls basketball, you know, you're going up against a challenge no matter what. So, you know, you like to play different teams that you normally don't see or normally don't play, and those are the things that you enjoy and the things that you want to be around.
I feel like looking at your recent games, there have been a couple players that have really started to form that consistency in their roles, and one is Nia Powers, because it seems like she's consistently in that 13 to 15 point range where she's bringing you that scoring punch, and whether she's starting or coming off the bench, I feel like she just provides a really consistent weapon for y'all.
Well, and Nia just does her job, you know, and she's, you know, it's funny. She's always around the basket. She's always around the ball. She's making plays. And, you know, she's just got to continue to get better and continue to help us and continue to grow every game. And she, when she does that, we've got a chance to be really, really good.
The Sonic Shootout will begin this Friday on the 18th. But for now, that was White County Warriorettes head coach Michael Dodgen. The Cookeville Lady Cavs' victory over Lebanon on Tuesday was very signifying of how their season has gone so far, cancellations that have led to last-minute games. While our team has had to be very flexible with all the changes going on, Coach Jamie Gillis has said that the most important thing is that they continue to play their game.
Yeah, I agree. We had to take a week off because we had some kids sick, and so had to change some games around and was able to get Lebanon on the schedule at the last minute, and so didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare for them, but I was really, really pleased with how my kids came out and played last night.
Defensively today in the modern age of basketball, it's so hard to hold teams in high school basketball to under 40 points. But your players buckled down and got stops when they needed them. What did you like most about the defensive performance last night?
Defensively, we were really good. Offensively, we struggled some. But defensively, we were really good. And we had talked about, you know, in our short scout team on them on Monday, just how we wanted to defend them. And they've got really good guards. They've got a very nice post game. And so we worked on it and just talked about how we wanted to guard them. And you know, my kids came out and did a really good job. And I was really, really impressed with KK Graves and how she played in the post last night. Just defensively, her and Cassie Gallagher both did a really good job on their post. And I told KK after the game, it was one of the best defensive efforts I've seen from her all year. And I was really proud of the way they played.
I feel like games like that really serve as a reminder for kids, especially when everybody wants to talk about offense nowadays. The defense is really what ultimately wins these games like this, because anybody can show up and have an off night offensively, but on defense, it's not about talent. It's more about effort and how much you want it.
Absolutely, and we made them work hard for every shot they got, and that, they made some good shots, but we contested well. We rebounded. We struggled a little bit in the first half. We gave up some offensive rebounds on their end. And we talked about that at halftime, and we came out after halftime and did a really good job rebounding on both ends. We were able to get some offensive rebounds that really made a difference in the game.
Coach, you kind of alluded to it earlier, but I want to talk about scheduling, because I know so many teams have struggled with that this year. It's got to be tough for you and your players when everything is on really a day-to-day basis and anybody can cancel at last minute any time. How frustrating has that been for you?
Well, it's frustrating, but, I mean, we're learning to roll with it. I was talking to another coach earlier in this week and said, I've watched more film on teams I'm not going to play, you know, this year than any other year. And so that part is hard. And you know, right now, just with the uncertainty of times, we just want to play, you know, every chance we get. So, you know, we don't really care if we have, you know, days to prepare or whatever. We just want to play. And so trying to get in, and there's a – Coach Barrett from Lebanon actually started a group text with a whole bunch of coaches. And so we're just, you know, all day long, my phone buzzes all day of this team needs a game or this team lost a game. And, you know, so it's just, it is frustrating, but, you know, we're all working together and understanding we're all in the same predicament.
Another challenge you mentioned, and I mean, again, this happened to Stone Memorial because they had, you know, 24 hours, I believe, to prepare for Oak Ridge last night because they scheduled them on Monday. A challenge was that it cuts into that prep time so much, the time to watch film, maybe, you know, have the scout team, you know, run what they might run in practice. How hard is it to really game plan for a team the way you'd like when you maybe only have a day or two to prepare?
Well, we talk all the time about we want to play our game every night. And we want to dictate how the game goes, and we want to set the pace. And so it's good for us because we can actually put that into practice. Like, you know, we want to know their personnel. We want to know, you know, tendencies that the players have, what the other team runs and things like that. And you can get that in a short, you know, short time. I typically spend more time on scout report during my district play because we know those teams so well. And, you know, those are the teams that, you know, we're really working to, we want to get those wins more than anything. But, you know, in these non-district games, we just talk about, too, just we want to play our game and really want to set the tone for how we want to play. So it's good for our kids to have to work through that. And, you know, we're playing Knox Webb Thursday and, you know, just picked them up in this week. So, you know, I haven't had hardly any time to look at their film and see what they are. So we're going to try to prepare for them, you know, in a short amount of time, too, and then turn around the very next day and play Knox Catholic without any time to prepare.
Again, that is Cookeville Lady Cavs head coach, Jamie Gillis. Coach, thanks for being with us tonight. The goal in sports is not to lose, but if you ask anybody from DeKalb after their loss to Upperman on Tuesday, they'll tell you that the boys' team played very well and has continued to show signs of improvement. Head coach John Sanders knows this, and he's very pleased with how they've performed since returning from quarantine.
Yeah, you know, we were, like you said, obviously the outcome, we want to win, we expect to win, but, we were still pretty pleased with some things that we did. We could always play better. I don't know how many turnovers we had. We had a few early on. We had several scorers who, guys that we depend on to score who, didn't score at all last night, so that hurt us a little bit. And then free throw shooting, too. But overall, our effort was really good again. We were pleased with our guys, their effort, and getting after it.
This team so far this year, and I know you guys recently had to go through quarantine, but this team looks like one of the most improved teams in the Upper Cumberland. What do you attribute that growth and overall better play to?
Well, I think they're, these guys are pretty hungry to, when you look back at the past couple years, a lot of these guys have been here for that, and, they've experienced what it's like to, be on some teams that struggle, and so they, they've been pretty hungry. They've worked really hard in the off season. They want to win. They want to compete, and that's kind of their, their mentality, their personalities. They like getting after it. They've been a pretty fun group to coach so far. So I say a lot of it's that. They feel like they have something to prove.
There have been a couple guys that have really stuck out the few times I've seen this team play, and the first one is one that doesn't really put up eye-popping numbers, but especially against Watertown, I feel like Stetson Agee really gave you some good minutes.
He did. He came off the bench, in the first half, and I don't know that we subbed at all in the second half, but he did in the first half. I think we had a guy or two maybe in foul trouble, or we set him down. He come in, and he gave us some really good minutes, made a few shots. Big shots at big times and did some good things defensively. And, he's just a sophomore. He's a pretty long kid. He's still got a lot of growing to do. And he's got a lot of things to work on and improve on, but he's doing a really good job for us just fitting into his role right now and figuring out what that is and what he needs to do to get on the floor.
And I know that you can't have a good team without having a good point guard. And I feel like Elisha Ramos, after a really good freshman year, he's taken another step forward, and he looks really even more. He looks even better this year.
He had a good year last year, like you said, and he's still learning constantly. And his last two games, these two different games, he's played pretty well. Scoring the ball and then being able to handle it and get other people shots, and that's one thing, we're constantly talking to him about is, when you're the point guard, you control the tempo, the pace, and you control the team. And, I think these last two games, he's definitely done a better job of that, just settling down and I don't know if maybe the first couple games he's a little nervous, just trying to do too much and, having not played all summer really. He's really starting to settle in a little bit. We've been pretty pleased with him these last couple games for sure.
And I know another player that really, for this team to be successful, this guy has to have good games every night, is Jordan Young. And I know that maybe on Tuesday it wasn't his game that he's going to look back on and remember. When he does become that consistent scoring threat, how good do you believe he can truly be?
Yeah, Jordan, he didn't shoot, he didn't skate last night, but he got good looks and the shots looked good. That's what I told him. I said, he's probably got the most pure shot on our team. He's got really good form and high release and he does a good job.
The Tigers will be back in action this weekend as they take part in White County's Sonic Shootout. Until then, that was DeKalb County Tigers head coach John Sanders. What many people won't know about Stone Memorial's loss to Oak Ridge on Tuesday is that the Panthers only had about 27 hours to prepare. As head coach Neil Capp says, he put this game together last minute while his boys took the floor for practice on Monday.
Well, it you know, when you're dealing with Aaron Green and the job that he does, you know, him and his dad have been coaching together for years. They've had success at every level of coaching, and they do a fantastic job. They're perennial. Oak Ridge is a perennial power, and yes, we scheduled them on the practice floor the day before on Monday afternoon, and we played them Tuesday evening. So having that, you know, less than 24 hours, right at 24 hours or so to prepare. You know, we're practicing for them, and they do a lot of things really well. They're offensively, they're very hard to guard. You know, so we had to do a few things in reverse. You know, normally we watch film 3 or 4 days in advance, depending if you've got that kind of time. And then we put a scouting report in, 2 to 3 days before you play them. Then you work on those things and drill. And so we actually did it the day of the game prior to our shoot around. We showed a little film, had a scouting report, and then went out in the game and tried to execute it. We didn't do a great job, but we did a pretty good job, and I think that's just a good testament of our senior leadership of being able to go out and execute that. And then had our chances down the stretch. We executed down the stretch and had looks and just couldn't knock them down. And Oak Ridge was able to hit a few big shots down the stretch and it wound up being the difference in the game. So testament to my guys, and obviously Oak Ridge, very great, very good opponent, and just tickled with our effort. Obviously not the outcome. I'd like to have seen a different outcome, but you know, hey, it's we're building, we're getting better each game, and we're just going to keep marching on.
You mentioned that senior leadership. How important is having the vets on the team that you have when you've got constant schedule changes and you've got to rely on your older guys to kind of be that calming presence in the locker room?
Well, it is. It's very beneficial to me. I'm very appreciative and grateful to have those seniors who are, you know, they've been around. Of course, this is unprecedented for them, too. They've never seen anything like this, but it's beginning, you know, we've done it so much now, it's beginning to get a little old hat to them, but they're expecting it. They're expecting cancellations. They're expecting reschedules. They're expecting postponements. And, you know, and they're playing under the guise of possible school shutdown or a season postponement, a temporary postponement. So having those older guys with that experience is, for me, a tremendous benefit. And we're trying to, you know, to find consistency among ourselves and execute, you know, offensively, defensively. We're just trying to continue to get better each game and get everybody on the same page. And that's the hard thing when you're trying to develop chemistry is consistency matters in terms of, you know, having that typical Tuesday, Friday, you know, practice, you know, you get very comfortable in your schedule. And that's kind of, you know, an oddity that we don't have that. But having those elite seniors has been so beneficial because they make up, they keep us in a lot of games just with their size and experience, and that their veteran acumen has just really, really helped us a lot. And I know I say that with a 1-4 record, but just the teams we've played have, you know, we've played a really tough schedule, and it could have been, I promise you, it could have been a lot worse if we didn't have those seniors. And so we're just going to keep on plugging, and we're going to keep on getting better.
This team is one that I've told people, I feel like they're really on the cusp of breaking out into a really long winning streak, because as you've mentioned, you've battled some really tough competition, and in most of your games, you've been right there with a chance to win.
Well, I hope, you know, that's the thing that my wife was talking to me last night, and you know, I've got a basketball wife. You know, she played in college, played in high school. She's a tremendous player in her time, so she knows the game, and she sees it, and she's, you know, telling me last night. I said, you may not be seeing it, but I'm telling you, they're getting better.
That is Stone Memorial Panthers head coach Neil Capps. Coach, thanks for joining us tonight. The Clark Range Lady Buffaloes have had their last two games, two district matchups against Pickett County and Jackson County respectively, canceled, but they now prepare and turn their focus to the White County Sonic Shootout, something that head coach Lamar Rogers is looking forward to see where his team stacks up against some of the best talent in the Upper Cumberland.
Well, you know, we've we're getting ready to play in the White County Christmas tournament. That's this Friday, and it will be 11 days, since our last game that we had with Oneida. So we might be a little rusty. We've been practicing this week, but real eager to get on the floor, especially, you know, a lot of other teams have missed games, but then there's some, you know, we see it's been playing, and it kind of, you know, seems like we're missing out on stuff right now. But we know the games we've had postponed, we'll be able to make those up after Christmas and everything.
How do you go about keeping your players ready when they do get on the court after you go 10 plus days without playing a game?
Well, you know, probably be a given. We won't be as sharp as we should be. I think we're going to play Webb School Friday, Stone Memorial Saturday, and then White County Monday. I think they've changed to a round robin. So, you know, especially playing two triple A's, two of the best triple A's in the state with Stone Memorial and White County, we need to get up to speed pretty fast because, you know, that'll be good for us playing them. Of course, we play Stone home and home in the regular season. And, you know, then they asked, you know, Coach Dodgen asked about playing them Saturday, and I said, sure, because it'd help us and hopefully it'd help them also. So, you know, practice-wise, we've been pushing them and, you know, trying to stay sharp. Going over individual skills a whole lot, and then these next 2 days, today, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll get into team stuff, for our game Friday and Saturday and Monday.
When you look at who you're going to be playing in the Sonic Shootout, is it good to at least know that you're going to see some teams that maybe you don't see as often as other teams in your district?
Well, yeah, we would have. We had some teams, we was in to play Sunbright, and then they pulled out, and then we wasn't in place Squatchy County, and then they got quarantined, and then was going to play Clarksville Northwest, and they got something happened, they pulled out. So Coach Dodgen's kind of scurried around and got some more teams in it, and he's changed to a round robin. I think instead of a tournament, I think he said he's still going to give out plaques and everything. But we've not played White County in a couple years. So that'd be good for us. They've got outstanding players. So Coach Dodgen's daughter signed with MTSU. She's an outstanding shooter. So that'd be a starting point with us defensively. And then, Stone and Morrill, here again, we play them home and home in regular season, but playing them a third time, would definitely help get us ready for our district and, tournaments coming up, in February.
As far as how the team is looking in practice right now, has there been any players that have stuck out to you just in terms of how much effort they're giving and how they're playing as a whole?
Well, we really, all of them practice hard. I mean, they give that's supposed to be a given. We've been getting after it really well against, we've been playing, like I said, individual stuff. We've been played one-on-one to either post versus post or post versus perimeter. And, they've got very competitive and they've been laying it all on the line. Once you got to, games are won and lost in practice, how you practice and everything. And you kind of, they've got, coaches got saying you're going to play like you practice and everything. So we try to get our practices as difficult as possible where the games will be easy when we get to the games.
And last thing for you, Coach, when you look at how you've played so far this season, what would you like to see this team improve before you get into the meat of district play?
Well, we've been shooting the ball really well. We've got whatever five players we put on the floor, light it up pretty good. We've got to be patient offensively and pass up a good shot to get a great shot.
That is Clark Range Lady Buffaloes head coach Lamar Rogers. Coach, thank you for being with us tonight. The Pinckney County Bobcats currently sit at 5-2 on the regular season, including two wins over district opponents Monterey and Trousdale County. This record currently has Joseph Aminette really happy about how the team is playing, though he does say there are improvements that could be made at the defensive end of the floor.
I feel pretty good right now. I feel like we're playing well, getting a little better each game. We're not where we would normally be in a normal season, but this is far from a normal season. So got to be happy with where we're at, 2-0 in conference play.
I think a lot of people would look at this team and talk offense first, but in the times I've seen you in person, it seems like what's really led to these big runs you've been able to go on in games has been your play at the defensive end, getting out in transition, getting some easy baskets. Do you like as a whole where you're at defensively right now? Do you think there's still some improvements that can be made?
I really think there's some improvements. In the two games we've lost, you know, we gave up too many points against Livingston Academy and Cookeville. You know, in the Livingston Academy game, we got down early. We got down and came back. You know, we can score a lot of points. We came down, we were down 20 points and cut it to 3 in 6 minutes. But we were so tired from the comeback that we just couldn't finish that game. And then the Cookeville game, we led most of the game until late in the third quarter and ran out of gas. So, you know, I think with us, we can't, you know, we have a tendency to play harder defensively when we're playing real well offensively. And, you know, we've got to get through that a little bit. We've got to figure out that you have to play hard defensively 100% of the game, especially when you go through a lull in offense.
It seemed like you really have picked that up in these first two district games because, obviously, you know, I think Monterey kind of hung around with you until I think the beginning of the fourth is when you guys really started to push the lead out a little bit. And then you guys have a dominant win against Trousdale. What do you think has been different in those two games versus, say, the game in Livingston or the game at Cookeville?
You know, I think we've woken up a little bit. You know, we won really big in our first three games. You know, I think we beat Wartburg by 35. Beat DeKalb County by 30-plus and beat Smith County by almost 50. So in those games, we were really clicking offensively. And then I think the Cookeville and Livingston game kind of woke us up to the fact that, you know, as good as we can score the ball, we still got to defend really good teams. And I was really happy in the, Monterey game. We only gave up 17 second-half points. And last night, we held a really, really good team. Offensively, Trousdale County's talented. You know, they probably have, you know, they only have two kids on the team that are under 6'2", four kids that are 6'4 and taller. I mean, they're big, they're athletic, they're strong, and we held them under 50 points. So I'm pretty happy with how we've come out in our two conference games, holding both opponents 50 points or lower.
We talked before the year about how much of a help a guy like Hunter Wattenbarger would be for this team, and it seems like so far he's done a good job of adding another scoring threat to a lineup that I don't want to say needed it, but it's, I mean, more scoring can never hurt, right?
He has been a welcome addition. You know, what he's really helped us with is our spacing on the floor. It gives us another perimeter shooter. You know, I've got four kids that are that are shooting over 35% from the three-point line and over 50% from the floor. So that means that they've got to guard all four of my perimeter players, which just really allows us to spread the floor, to create more opportunities, to let our offense flow a little bit more. Whereas if you don't have that guy, you know, they can dork defense you a little bit and lay off of a guy and clog up the middle. And they're not able to do that right now with us because we've got four guys shooting the ball at such a high level. And Hunter's been able to come in and help us, really help with our offense in that manner.
And Zach has looked as aggressive as ever offensively. The first thing I want to ask about him is how much have you seen him practice kind of that just pull-up mid-range jumper from right outside the paint? Because he seems like he's got that down to a science now, and it seems automatic.
Yeah, he's shooting that really well right now. He spent countless hours. You know, Zach and even Will are, you know, Zach's a kid that, you know, he shoots through the summer and even in that, he's going to get 300 to 500 shots up a day.
Again, that is Pickett County Bobcats head coach Joseph Aminette. Coach, thank you for being with us tonight. The Upperman Bees got back to their winning ways on Tuesday when they defeated DeKalb County 57-45. And for head coach Bobby McWilliams, it was a milestone victory in his career.
Well, it is. I mean, it's kind of a milestone that I guess a lot of all coaches kind of shoot for. It's it means you've been, I guess, been in it a while. actually, I got my 500th win last February. And I really didn't know it. And my assistants and those guys started calculating up, and they recognized or realized where it was. But it's a great accomplishment for me. It really says a lot about our program here. So that's really what I'm proud of.
When I look at your team, Coach, and it's really been the case for both the boys and girls at Upperman, you guys have had some of the worst luck in terms of last-minute cancellations. And, you know, your game against NBA on Saturday was your first since November 28th. That's got to be frustrating for you to constantly prepare your team. The guys work hard in practice, and then last minute, the game gets postponed.
It is. And, you know, we actually put that game together at about 8:30 the night before. And it was just a spur-of-the-moment thing. I've known Coach Anglin for quite a while, and they've got, you know, one of the best teams in the state. And I knew that going in. I just had gotten some kids back, and I needed to get them on the floor before we played our district game last night. And, you know, I mean, it probably helped us, honestly. But, you know, it's been very frustrating for you know, I know it is for all the coaches across the state, but for the kids too, they deserve to play. They work hard. So we were just willing to schedule a game with whoever we could just to make sure we got another one in when we could. But I just got a bunch of guys back that had been out for a couple of weeks. And, you know, we've got a couple out with injuries too. So, you know, we're kind of depleted, but we're plugging through it and just trying to make the best of the situation that we can. And that's all we can do at this point.
And you mentioned it, you hate it for the players because they just want to play. They are just wanting to play the game they love. But now they've got to deal with this uncertainty of whether or not they maybe have played their last game, especially when cancellations pile up for everybody in the Upper Cumberland like they have.
You never know. And we've talked about this as a group extensively. We've said, guys, we've got to treat today's practice like it's the last. We've got to treat tomorrow's game like it's the last. And they've done that, but, you know, for this group of seniors, and we primarily are playing older kids at this time, but they understand what it's like to have the rug pulled out from under their feet. You know, we were in a state tournament last year, felt like we had an opportunity to win a championship, and it just was taken away. And, you know, it's something that's out of their control, and we kind of live by that. We just control what we can control. But, you know, for these guys, they realize that, hey, at any time, you know, it can be taken away. And for them, that's, you know, there's a little bit of, I don't know really the term I'm looking for, but it's in the back of their mind, and you try to help them be free of that, but there's just no way. They're too experienced and too knowledgeable. So cause you just don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next in the situation. And, you know, I really feel for these kids because they all, and it's everybody, they all work so hard to get an opportunity to play. It's what they love doing, and they just don't know.
That was Upperman B's head coach, Bobby McWilliams. Coach, thank you for joining us tonight. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs got off to an explosive start in Tuesday's win over Monterey as they jumped out to a 34-0 lead after the end of the first quarter, a lead that even head coach Matthew Walker didn't expect.
Yeah, I think so. It was pretty unexpected on my part as well. You know, you don't see that a lot. It was good offense. You know, we come out and made some threes. But defensively, you know, we had a lot of turnovers, which led to a lot of transition buckets and a lot of assists. You know, we passed the ball ahead pretty well on each other. The open person moved the ball well against our zone and just made some shots.
At a certain point in a game like that, is the focus more later in the game on running sets and working on things while you have a comfortable lead?
I don't know about as far as running sets, you know, because that's a team we want to play again. You know, we don't want to show a whole lot of our sets, you know, once we get ahead like that. Mostly it's just kind of just relaxing and playing and moving the ball and finding the open person instead of running set plays.
You're able to get a few other girls in there that maybe don't get some playing time as well, and I know that's got to feel good after how much work they put in practice too as well, right?
Oh, yeah, especially in a year like this when you never know who you're going to have and who you're not going to have, you know, girls in and out of the lineup on a nightly basis. And like you said, they come to practice, they work hard, and I've tried to play a lot of people all year long just because you never know when you're going to be down a starter or two starters or whatever. and your sixth or seventh man is thrusting with starting role, and you know your eighth or ninth man is now your sixth man, and it's just it's a difficult year to navigate.
I think what made the performance even more impressive, what you said, was a very, very good segue here. Correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't see Katie Arms or Lauren Weaver out there, so you also did that without two of your best players.
Correct. You know, Katie was out last night. Lauren has not got to play the whole year so far, so we're still waiting to get a couple people back. And like I said, that's a chance for a couple of girls who don't normally play as much. You know, there was more minutes to go around for everybody last night.
I've watched a lot of basketball around this area, Coach, and I think I can say this with the utmost confidence. Rachel Copas looks like the best point guard in the Upper Cumberland right now.
Well, she brings a lot to the table, especially when she shoots the ball like she did last night. When she's shooting the ball from the outside, you know, she's going to take care of the ball, handle it really well. You know, she's going to find the open person and, you know, have 5 to 6 assists every night. She's done that throughout her career as far as finding the open person. Defensively, you know, she usually guards the other team's best player or at least one of their top players. And then rebounding from the point guard spot, you know, she just competes in all aspects of the game.
I think a lot of people get caught up in numbers and believe that if you're not putting up eye-popping stats, you know, 30 points a game or 15 assists or 20 rebounds, I think a lot of people believe that you're not playing at an elite level. I think Rachel is proof that to truly be great at that position, though, it's more about running the offense smoothly and putting your all into the defensive end to set an example for other teammates.
It is, you know, and so much of it's situation and fit and then who you've got around you. You know, you could take Rachel and put her on other teams, and she'd be the number one option shooting the ball 20 times a game, and, you know, she would score more. And you could put her on other teams, you know, where they're walking the ball off the floor, and you know, her assist numbers would be down, you know, so she could shine in different areas, you know, if she played in a different system or whatever. But for our team, she takes care of the ball. You know, she has big nights whenever it's needed, and other nights she just runs the offense and finds the open person. So she's just a good all-around floor general.
Once again, that was Clay County Lady Bulldogs head coach Matthew Walker. Coach, thanks for joining us.